Section 177. I beseech thee, O my God, by thy mighty sign and by the revelation of thy grace amongst men, to cast me not away from the gate of the city of thy presence, and to disappoint not the hopes I have set on the manifestations of thy grace amidst thy creatures. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by thy most sweet voice and by thy most exalted word, to draw me ever nearer to the threshold of thy door, and to suffer me not to be far removed from the shadow of thy mercy and the canopy of thy bounty. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by the splendour of thy luminous brow and the brightness of the light of thy countenance, which shineth from the all-highest horizon, to attract me by the fragrance of thy raiment and make me drink of the choice wine of thine utterance. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by thy hair which moveth across thy face, even as thy most exalted pen moveth across the pages of thy tablets, shedding the musk of hidden meanings over the kingdom of thy creation, so to raise me up to serve thy cause, that I shall not fall back nor be hindered by the suggestions of them who have cavilled at thy signs and turned away from thy face. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by thy name which thou hast made the King of Names, by which all who are in heaven and all who are on earth have been enraptured, to enable me to gaze on the day star of thy beauty and to supply me with the wine of thine utterance. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by the tabernacle of thy majesty upon the loftiest summits, and the canopy of thy revelation on the highest hills, to graciously aid me to do what thy will hath desired and thy purpose hath manifested. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by thy beauty that shineth forth above the horizon of eternity, a beauty before which, as soon as it revealeth itself, the kingdom of beauty boweth down in worship, magnifying it in ringing tones, to grant that I may die to all that I possess, and live to whatsoever belongeth unto thee. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by the manifestation of thy name, the well-beloved, through whom the hearts of thy lovers were consumed, and the souls of all that dwell on earth have soared aloft, to aid me to remember thee amongst thy creatures, and to extol thee amidst thy people. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name, the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe, to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by the rustling of the divine lote tree and the murmur of the breezes of thine utterance in the kingdom of thy names, to remove me far from whatsoever thy will abhorreth, and draw me nigh unto the station wherein he who is the dayspring of thy signs hath shone forth. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name, the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe, to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by that letter which, as soon as it proceeded out of the mouth of thy will, hath caused the oceans to surge, and the winds to blow, and the fruits to be revealed, and the trees to spring forth, and all past traces to vanish, and all veils to be rent asunder, and them who are devoted to thee to hasten unto the light of the countenance of their Lord the Unconstrained, to make known unto me what lay hid in the treasuries of thy knowledge, and concealed within the repositories of thy wisdom. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name, the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by the fire of thy love which drove sleep from the eyes of thy chosen ones and thy loved ones, and by their remembrance and praise of thee at the hour of dawn, to number me with such as have attained unto that which thou hast sent down in thy book and manifested through thy will. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name, the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by the light of thy countenance, which impelled them who are nigh unto thee to meet the darts of thy decree, and such as are devoted to thee to face the swords of thine enemies in thy path, to write down for me with thy most exalted pen what thou hast written down for thy trusted ones and thy chosen ones. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name, the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come. I beseech thee, O my God, by thy name through which thou hast hearkened unto the call of thy lovers, and the sighs of them that long for thee, and the cry of them that enjoy near access to thee, and the groaning of them that are devoted to thee, and through which thou hast fulfilled the wishes of them that have set their hopes on thee, and hast granted them their desires through thy grace and thy favours. And by thy name, through which the ocean of forgiveness surged before thy face, and the clouds of thy generosity rained upon thy servants, to write down for every one who hath turned unto thee and observed the fast prescribed by thee, the recompense decreed for such as speak not except by thy leave, and who forsook all that they possessed in thy path, and for love of thee. I beseech thee, O my Lord, by thyself and by thy signs, and thy clear tokens, and the shining light of the day star of thy beauty and thy branches, to cancel the trespasses of those who have held fast to thy laws, and have observed what thou hast prescribed unto them in thy book. Thou seest me, O my God, holding to thy name the most holy, the most luminous, the most mighty, the most great, the most exalted, the most glorious, and clinging to the hem of the robe to which have clung all in this world and in the world to come.